praise the Lord, everyone. We just thank the Lord that he has given us another Lord's Day. Another day to glorify his holy name. Shall we bow our head in prayer, please? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your anointing upon this message, that those who are living in darkness, that you may grant them repentance, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth, and escape the snares of the devil, who have taken them captive at his will. Father, open our spiritual eye of understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about faith. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews 11:1 what faith is all about. That's Hebrews 11:1. The Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we use faith in our everyday activities, whether you realize it or not. There are many people in America, like, they're out of work and they're looking for work. And they go out and they find a job and they go on an interview. Now, on this interview, there are many things that are being said about the job. The man may tell you that the job pays $400 a week, that the hours are from 9 to 5, Mondays through Friday. And there are some people, when they find out that they have received the job, they may go out, based on what was said in the interview, and borrow money. But that's their faith. They believe in their heart that they have this job, even though they have not worked 1 hour on the job. Now, God is telling us, if we put our faith in Jesus Christ, that he will save our souls. A lot of people doubt God. But now think about it. That man that was at the interview, you don't know anything about him. He could be a liar. He could be a fornicator. He could be a tax cheat. But yet, people every day would take a word of a man over the word of God. And we look at our weather. There are many days the weatherman gives us wrong reports. But you know, people who go out, they take an umbrella, even though the sun is shining. But they would still take an umbrella. Why? Because they believe storm fills. He said it's going to rain. People go out there, use an umbrella. There are many times the weatherman was wrong. And people walk around all day long with these big umbrellas and no rain. But if you can take a man at his word, what's wrong with taking God at his word? God never lied to anybody. God never made a prediction that never came true. Man does it every time, every day. But people question God, but yet they would go out there and believe in man, and they would base their life on what man has said. It is ironic today in America. We got so-called educated people that come out of college. They truly believe that their great-great ancestors were monkeys. Now, this is a lie that people have been hearing all their life, that they came from an ape. But the Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But if you turn that around, faith cometh by hearing. If you hear a lot of lies, you're going to base faith in those lies. And you're going to go out there and base your life on what you have heard. That's why some people believe that this whole universe was made by an explosion. There's no evidence of that, but that's what they believe. And you notice people always live based on what they believe. That's why people today have a condition in their lives that's messed up because of their faith. See, the devil is out there trying to get you away from the truth. He's trying to get you to believe in a lie to take your faith away from God. Because God truly loves you. He proved that through Jesus Christ. Today, we're getting into the football season. And there's a lot of young men that are coming out of college. They're signing these big, giant contracts, multi-million dollar contracts. And you know, they go out there and they would break a leg and arm based on what's in that contract. Because they believe that they're going to get the money which they signed for. Now, notice how a contract is made up. Two parties getting together, putting a contract together to play a sport, a particular game. Everything in that contract is ratified by a signature. Now, God himself has given us a contract we call salvation. Now, this contract is ratified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that contract that was made clear and the owner of the team is only temporal. But this contract is eternal. Amen. Which has more clout? But it's so ironic, people would turn away from God's contract and they would go out there and go so far as even some people have died playing a particular sport on a contract that was made out in a conference room. But God has given you eternal salvation. See, God wants us to put our faith in Jesus Christ, not in the things of this world. There's nothing wrong with people going after using the things of the world, but God does not want these things of the world to be your God. And we see in everyday life that a lot of these things has become the God of people. People, instead of using them, they believe in them, and they got their heart in them. The devil will use that and keep your heart away from accepting Christ. We read in the book of Galatians 3 and 9 about Abraham. Abraham was called the father of the faithful. He believed in God, and the Bible said it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham, in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, God told Abraham to go out there and sacrifice his own son. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his own son because that's how much Abraham believed in God. See, God wants you right now to sacrifice your life. He wants you to go out there to deny yourself and pick up that cross and follow Christ. But there are many people who want to hold on to their life. They want to hold on to the cigarettes. They want to hold on to the peep shows. They want to hold on to the nightlife. But they don't want to sacrifice their life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Abraham is our example. Because Abraham was just a natural man like we are. He had a natural father. And Abraham took God at his word to go so far to even raise his hand to kill his own son. Because Abraham believed in his heart that God would raise his son up again. But God provided the lamb. And God has also provided the lamb in these last days, and his name is Jesus Christ. In the book of John 1:29, Jesus Christ is walking to John. And John did not see Jesus Christ as a man. He saw Jesus Christ as a lamb. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who came to take." And that lamb was sacrificed for our sins. Even while we was out there transgressing against God, the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. That's how much God loves each and every one of you. In the book of Mark 5:25, we read about a young lady. She had an issue of blood. Now this young lady, she did everything to try to get some type of healing on her body. She went out and spent all her money, many physicians, and the Bible says she grew worse. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they go out there and they've got so much faith in doctors, and they have a lot of money in the bank account, but when their money go, they seem like they lose faith in anything. They want to die. But this young lady, she heard about Jesus Christ. About all the time Jesus Christ healed and gave sight to the blind and probably raised the dead. And the Bible says she believed in her heart and she could only just touch the rim of Jesus' garment and she would be made whole. And you know something? She pressed through that crowd and she touched the rim of Jesus' garment and she was made whole. See, right now you can touch Jesus by your faith, by just acting and being a doer of God's word. God expects that of each and every one of us. That's why God has given us faith. Not to go out there and serve the devil with it, but to worship and glorify his name with it. Be like that lady in the book of Mark 5:25. Go out there and touch the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept God at his word and be a vessel to glorify God. Because you're either going to be glorifying to God or you're going to be a vessel to go out there and serve the devil. One is better than the other. You see, not to believe in the word of God is to believe in the lies of the devil.
Amen.
And to believe in the lies of the devil is not to believe in God's word. See, it's better to believe in God's word and not believe in the lies of the devil. Because the more you believe in the devil, the lies of the devil, guess what? The more you're going to act like the devil. Mm-hmm. That's why the streets of New York are so unsafe to walk in.
Sure.
Because people have closed their Bible up and they go out and listen to all the theology of men. God wants us to listen to his word. Because God was created the universe. And God would also made mankind. Everything on this earth was created by the word of God. That's how powerful the word of God is. Put faith in God's word, not in the theology of man. Because one day, dear friend, men will die, but God will live on forever. God is the spirit. And those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. We also read about faith in the book of 1 Samuel 17:37, about David and Goliath. I know most of you know that story about David. A little shepherd boy going up against a 9-foot giant. Now think about this. Now if you were Goliath and a little shepherd boy came to you and said, "Well, I'm going to slay you," you'll laugh at the little guy.
Sure.
Then I'll go over there and go back out there and tend to the flock. And send me a warrior. I don't want no little kid. Send me a warrior. See, the Bible tells us that Goliath, he was a warrior from his youth. And he was feared by Israel. But you know something? David didn't fear Goliath. You know why? Because David never saw Goliath as a threat. David had his faith on God's word. You see, when people go out there in the world, see, the world would always press you against the word of God. You go out there and look at the circumstances. Oh, I'm out of work. I don't know what to do. My rent is next month. I don't know what to do. But you see, God's word gives us confidence. It's always positive. It's never negative. The only time you read God's word as being negative is for those who are in sin. You can come out of sin, though. But anyway, David went on When Goliath challenged David, David didn't think about the challenge. He thought about the days and the time in which God had delivered him from the bear and the lion. You see? See, when the devil is trying to give you a thought to get you away from the Word of God, you should be in the Word of God, reading and praying, and putting that Word in your heart and living by that Word. Because, you see, that Word will save your soul. You see, right now it may not look like it's important. But one day, the only thing that you're going to have to last forever is your soul. Not this old flesh, but your soul. Be like David. David slayed Goliath because David believed in God. And no matter what that Goliath may be in your life today, you can slay him. It could be cigarettes, it could be alcohol, it could be homosexuality, it could be drugs, whatever it is. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you can get victory over. You see, each and every one of us in Grace and Hope Now that's saved, we had a Goliath in our lives. I myself used to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, a slave to cigarettes. I used to wake up 1 o'clock in the morning smoking those cigarettes. Couldn't sleep. Used to get up early in the morning, go out to get me that Colt 45. I was killing myself. And no matter what I tried to get off of it, it seemed like it had me. You know? And when you go out there and talk to people, that devil would always send you people who will have no victory over sin. Oh, man, you just got to, you know, you're going to die with something anyway. But I didn't want to die with sin. I want to die in Christ. Amen. So I got wise and I accept Christ. You too can do the same thing today. It may look impossible in the natural, but all things are possible with God. This is a spiritual warfare. And you see, the only weapon we have against it is the Word of God. The Bible guarantees that. So God wants us to go out there and be another David. Show God that you love him. And show God that you love him by being obedient to God's word. You see, another definition I use for faith is an act of your will. Think about it. Because when you go out there and hear something, you're going to respond to it by believing it and acting on it. There are a lot of people today, they have went out there and they have made wrong choices based on what they have heard. Even in the stock market, people, they think they have good stock, and they go out and invest a fortune in it and lose it. And it's sad to say they have committed suicide. But you see, dear friend, you can make a wrong choice in life. You can always recover your money. But if you make a wrong choice with Christ, you're going to end up in a burning hell throughout all eternity. See, God wants us to use our faith in his word. Notice I'm keep on saying God wants us to use our faith in his word because that's where your faith should be. In God's word. Praise the Lord. The Bible also tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You see, when Peter, in the book of Matthew, when Jesus Christ told him to step out of that boat and come to him, Peter took Jesus Christ at his word. See, God is telling each and every one of us right now that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See, God does the saving. In the book of Joshua, the 6th chapter, God told Joshua to walk around the Jericho wall. Now, God told Joshua to take Jericho, but listen at the instructions. Walk around the wall 1 time a day for 6 days. On the 7th day, walk around, blow a trumpet and a ram's horn and shout. That's very, it makes a lot of sense in the natural. But you see, if you look at it in the natural, it didn't make sense at all. Think about it. You're going to walk around a gigantic wall 1 time a day, go home and go in and do it for 6 days, and on the 7th day you're going to do it 7 times, or a ram's horn and a trumpet and shout. But you know, when God tells you to do something, it's not you that's going to do it, it's he will do it. Amen. That's why he tells you something that really don't make sense in the natural. Because that's why the Bible tells us that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and if thou believe in thy heart that God is risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God will save you. You can't save yourself. All God wants you to do is respond to his word by using your faith. That's all. And from that point on, God will change your heart. So you may come to God as a wino, a homosexual, a lesbian. You come to God as a sinner. But come as you are, the word of God will clean you up. You know, people look at us now, and they may say, like Brother Joe, he was once involved in a rock band, but he don't look like it now. When I first saw Brother Joe, he had long hair, you know. And if you just look at the guy in the net, you say, well, this guy can't be saved. But see, God changed our heart. And when we have a changed heart, we're going to go out there and change our bodies. It always starts in the heart. So that's why God wants us to put our faith in His Word and leave everything over to God, because He's going to bring it to pass, not man. Just like God did Joshua. God made sure that Joshua had nothing to do with bringing that wall down, because God brought that wall down. And God too can bring down the walls that separate you from Him if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about, friends, faith. I remember the time with me and Sister Brenda at the first of the year. We decided to go on a little bus ride down to Macy's. So she, before we left home, she gave me her wallet. So I put the wallet on me, walked out, and went down to the subway to buy a couple of tokens, you know, to take the bus. So when we got on the bus, we started riding. So she said, "Give me the wallet." I said, "Sure, why not?" "No wallet. You're looking all over. Where's the wallet?" So I said, "Well, I guess I probably left it at home." So we didn't think about it. Went, made our little rounds, went back to the apartment, so we started looking for the wallet. Couldn't find no wallet. So went back to the subway. I thought maybe I probably lost when I was getting money out of my pocket, so asked the person at the subway station. Nobody found the wallet. So I even started looking in garbage cans. I thought maybe somebody found the wallet, took the money out, threw it in the garbage can. But I couldn't find the wallet nowhere. So I came back, told Brenda. So she said, "You know, it's so funny. Yesterday I asked God to increase my faith, and today I lost my wallet." Okay, so we'll pray. So we start to pray. We prayed, we asked God to return the wallet with all the contents, everything in it. And we stood on Mark 11:24. So we came to church that Sunday. Brenda told the sisters here about it. So they started praying for the wallet. So we had everybody praying for this wallet. So when Monday came around, no wallet. Tuesday came around, no wallet. Wednesday came around, no wallet. But you know, Wednesday night, Brenda called me up. She said, "Guess what?" She felt that the bus driver brought the wallet, gave it to a neighbor, and gave it to her. And everything was in that wallet. Everything was in that wallet. You see, that's just today. They show you that God's word is true. Now, there are a lot of people that would look at it and say, "Man, this is New York. People normally don't give wallets with money back to you. And if you get the wallet back, you may get the wallet, you know, with nothing in it." You know. But you see, we didn't look at the circumstances. We just looked at the Word of God. And we put our faith in God's Word according to Mark 11:24. Just like God gave that wallet back to Sister Brenda, God can give you a new life in Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things has become new. And that's the truth. And you have the evidence of it every time you walk around. You talk to a born-again Christian. You look at the person anymore. He don't smoke anymore. He don't go out there and get drunk anymore, because he decided to put his faith in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is God's way to redeem your soul from going to hell. And God wants that for each and every one of us. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark 16:20 that God was working with his disciples in confirming the word. See, every time a prayer goes up to God in faith, God sends down spirits to bring that prayer to manifestation. When you pray the prayer of salvation, the repentance toward God, God himself will send down his spirit to minister that word into your heart. The Bible lets us know that in the book of Ephesians 1:13, that you were crowned with the Holy Spirit of promise on the day of redemption. See, that crown is God's way of sealing you for himself. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy 2:19 that God knows who is his. See, when you put your faith in God, the blood of Jesus Christ has covered your sins. You have a lot of fakers out there. You know, they say, "Well, I'm a Christian." But they drink, they smoke. You couldn't even tell them apart from an atheist. The only difference is they may go to church on Sunday. An atheist is probably go to a football game on Sunday. But you see, dear friend, God want our faith in his word, and God want to use your vessel to glorify his holy name. Do that, and you will be justified before God. The Bible also tells us in the book of Galatians 3:11 that there should be no man justified by law in the sight of God. It is evidence, for the just shall live by faith. See, everything from God is always faith. Even in the book of Hebrews 11:6, the Bible tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is God, and the reward of those who diligently seek him. Again, faith is an act of your will. in response to what you have heard. Now, there are a lot of you people who have heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ for many years in Grace and Hope Mission. And you have walked up here and you have accepted Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior. And you went out in those streets and you have allowed the devil to snatch that word of life from your heart. The devil will come to you with doubt. If you were saved, then why are you homeless? If you were saved, then how come you don't have a job? God is not meeting your needs. See, we all start out on the low end. But you see, the more we grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, the more God's going to bless us. You don't look at yourself what you are now. You look at yourself as God sees you, a new creature in Christ. And anytime you read the Word of God, you make the Word of God, it's for you. Sometimes you can even, I do this sometimes myself. Sometimes when they said, thou, I put my name in it because it's for me. It's for anyone who's in Christ. That's God's covenant blessing for those who accept Jesus Christ in their hearts, their Lord and Savior. And dear friend, God did not create you to suffer. God created you to bless you. The devil is a liar. The devil got people thinking that God is up there with some kind of axe, and every time you mess up, he's got to chop you up. That's not God. Jesus said in the book of John 10:10, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. You know, God is not behind death. God is behind life. The devil came with death because of disobedience, transgressing against the commandments of God. You ever thought what phrase came from? You see, there's always a beginning and there's always an end to anything. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 12:3 that God had dealt to each and every one of us a measure of faith. That means when you was born on this earth, you was born with faith within your nature. But you see, the devil is busy at work to use your faith against God. That's why some people think that they can do anything they want to do. And if they got to go to hell to pay for it, no big deal. But you know, seconds before they die, they change their mind about going to hell. Because they realize the torment hell represents is all about. Don't make that mistake. I was talking to a man the other day, the laundromat that I go to. He said that you're going to have to pay for your own sins. He said a person should do what he wants to do. I said, but you can do what you want to do, but there's also a day of reckoning, a day of judgment. And God himself would judge this wicked world according to his word, not according to what man may think. The Bible also tells us in the book of Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, whichever spirit that you have yielded to through your faith will always govern your life. Jesus said in the book of John 6:63, the words in which I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. See, Satan lies is spirit and death. Because spiritual life starts with God and also will end with God. And there are a lot of people not realizing it. The reason that they are doing so many evil things is because they are being led by the spirit of the devil. See, Satan can take your will by his lies. That's why people go out there and commit suicide, because they don't believe in a day of judgment. They don't believe in hell. They think hell is just made up by some person trying to keep people under control, to put fear in people. Hell is a warning. Just like when you buy cigarettes. They got on the cigarette pack, the cigarette's number one cause of cancer. That's a warning. That's a fact. And if you go out there and die in your sins, and you end up and have to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of judgment, you will get thrown into the lake of fire. That's God's righteous judgment. It's not man's way, it's God's way. Jesus in the book of John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one could come unto the Father but by me, said the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you see, the devil always copies the things of God. See, God has one way. Satan has many ways. His way is broad. You got people that's getting involved with all kind of false religion. And a lot of people don't realize the danger of false religion. False religion is designed to take your faith away from Christ. You believe in Muhammad, Buddha, Hare Krishna, you believe in Mary, you got people that run to Jersey to talk about they seen Mary in Jersey. They don't believe in the Bible. Back in the 70s, they had this man called Jim Jones. Now, this man made a public statement. He said, you should not limit your life to this little book. And he threw it down. You see, when that man threw that book down, I would have walked out right there. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah 17:5, cursed is he who have faith in flesh, in man. But blessed is he who have faith in God. There are a lot of people who put more faith in man than God. That's why the devil is having a picnic in these last days. That's right. You look at the human race, it's sad that people walk around, they have no joy. Sometimes they have to put dark glasses on to hide their eyes. You can hide your eyes, but you know something? You can't hide your attitude. The attitude is there. That's right. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have a glorified heart. Jesus Christ will clean your heart and your conscience. Because you see, these things is precious in the eyes of God. And God want to have full access and control over your heart, over your will, and over your emotions. Because God never intended for man to go out there and be baby killers, homosexuals, lesbians, drunkards, cigarette smokers. He never intended for man to live like this. But he gave you a will. And you know something? He would give you a right, and he would give you space to use your will. But he's so loving that he would also have people to come to you and tell you about Jesus Christ, because he wants you to put your will in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you notice, the devil got more people working for him than God has for him. You ever notice that? You can go out there on 42nd Street. You got three or four people talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and every person is walking up and down the street. They're talking about the devil. When they curse, when they're talking about going out the following night to have sex with some woman that's not their wife, they're serving the devil. When they holler at you and tell you to be quiet, you're lying and all that, they're serving the devil. That's the message of the devil, to keep the word of God out of the ears of those who shall hear. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God wants each and every one of us to hear his word through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, that God sends out preachers. Preachers take the word of God. There are a lot of people that are being persecuted. Preachers are being persecuted because of the word of God. Jesus said, the same way they treated me, they would treat you. The world will always love its own. The world hates to hear the truth because the world stands in lies. But one day, very soon, God himself will put an end to this evil and wicked world in which we live in. But God is so merciful. The Bible tells us that it's out of the mercy of God that we're not consumed because his compassion fails not. You got people that boast about the fact that they have this day. I was talking to a man the other day. The guy was very arrogant. He said, you people, you're just so, you're brainwashed. He said, you're so narrow-minded. And I said, I've been doing good for myself. Look at me. I can go across the street. The guy ran across the street and came back. He was so stupid. I mean, it didn't make sense. He ran across the street just to prove he can go across the street and came back. But he don't realize God gave him the strength to cross the street. And God also gave him the strength to come back. See, when God takes his spirit from you, dear friend, you will experience death. And a lot of people, they sin against God just because God has not sent a judgment as of yet. That's only because he loves you. And God has given you a chance, a time in which you can get it together. Because he will send this judgment like he did in the days of Noah. Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the last days. See, there was a lot of unbelief in the days of Noah. When Noah preached to that wicked generation, people laughed, they mocked Noah, they spit upon him, they called him everything but a child of God. And people do the child of God the same way today. People walk by us at Broadway, 43rd Street. They call us everything but a child of God. Because you see, they are deceived by the devil. But Jesus said, I come to destroy the works of the devil. Satan works through sin. God works through righteousness by his holy word. You see, every time a person yields his vessel over to God, that's a vessel to glorify the Lord. You're either going to be serving God or you're either going to be serving the devil. And every time you serve the devil, dear friend, Satan always gives you sickness and disease and final death. You may enjoy it for a season, but that season will be up very soon. Like Sammy Davis Jr., he enjoyed sin for a season, but today he's dead. Little Roch enjoyed sin for a season, but today he's dead. You see, you may enjoy it, get all the gusto out of it, because when you die in your sins, you will never, ever, ever have an ounce of rest in your soul. The only one that can give you rest in your soul is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Put faith in those words, dear friend. Look at your condition. Look at where you are. And read the Word of God and see where you can be in Christ. The Bible tells us that we're joint heirs with Christ. That means you inherited God's kingdom through the Lord Jesus Christ. And God himself will reveal himself to your heart through Jesus Christ by your faith. He can't reveal himself to you now because you don't believe in him. And God will not violate your will. If you want to go out there and believe in all the lies of the devil, he'll allow you to. But he will also hold you accountable for what you have done with his word. You can ignore the word of God like so many people in these colleges and university has, and they have messed up their lives, and they end up, now some of them are dead. But be like that woman in the book of Mark 5:25. Touch the rim of Jesus' garment with your faith. Come up here now. Think about your life. Ask God to forgive you for everything you have thought, said, and done against this holy word. Be willing to be that vessel to glorify God. Make that confession according to Romans 10:9-10. Just like those football players that made a contract, you can make a contract too right now. You can tell God that you're going to serve him with your life and mean it in your heart. Open up your heart, dear friend. We're going to sing from hymn number 205, Faith is the Victory. Amen.
Everyone stand up.
Stand up.
Thank you.
Amen. So we ask you today that, you know, everyone here believes that when they walk out the door, before they walk out, they're going to get a sandwich, because maybe you got it yesterday, or you got it last week. So you have faith and grace and hope, that grace and hope is going to give you something to eat.
Amen.
Well, we want you to know that, that God has something even better than a sandwich to eat, that His Word was, Jesus said, if any man eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, that they will have eternal life. So this is what we have here for you today, eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And by your faith, you will be saved. That's what the Bible tells us. So there's still more room down here. There's always room at the cross. So we ask you to come down if you want to know the love of God. The love of God.
Sister Brenda, give the closing prayer.
Father God, we thank you, dear Lord, for the message. And Lord God, we thank you for the souls who've come up to the altar, believing in thy word, Lord, that you are able to deliver and to save, believing thy word. And Lord, let us just believe thy word more and more as the days go by, that you're more faithful than any man, woman. You're more faithful than our parents. That you're more faithful than any devoted husband or devoted wife. Thou truly art the faithful one, that you are true to thy word, the Holy Bible. Lord God, let us just walk in faith and never doubt. Bless the Lord, save, keep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.